Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Hey, welcome back to Project Independence and You. I can't believe it. We're at the last segment of the show. We've got about 15 more minutes. So Otto, Christina, and I have been talking a lot about the conference and the speakers, but I know that we have a lot going on in the town. So let's find out what's happening in the town. But also, we always need to thank Dan Cox and Janine and Ryan, of course, Victoria, for all they do for Project Independence and You. And it's just great to be able to come here every week. Well, I get to come every once in a while, but you guys
get like
to.
You're
like, you're like me, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's really great to be here.
We're like cast-offs, but we get
right.
in here once
we're, we're the stepchildren. We're the stepchildren, Otto, you and I. You and I, Otto.
But we do
you
good when
do
we get here.
A fabulous job.
But there's some good things coming up, you know, before 2020 and then 2020 and beyond.
Yeah, and I just want to remind people that next week's show, we're going to have on two people from the Sid Jacobson JCC. They do a lot of wonderful programs over there, and they do a lot with Alzheimer's, for Alzheimer's people and cancer.
Right. They have an adult
it's really a great program. And then we have on Greg Balbara, who is one of our senior advisors from Right at Home, who we've had on. He's quite the guru on so many topics, and he's going to come on. He sent me an article, actually, on how to celebrate Thanksgiving safely.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's really an interesting thing, so we'll get in that. And then a quick addition, I got a phone call from AAA last week asking if we could squeeze someone in, so I made an exception. So we will have a third guest on next week about there's going to be a senior driver expo, how to keep your keys.
How to keep your keys.
A lot of people, you know, want to maintain driving. So this is, they're going to have a whole expo with all different...
I don't need a key with my new car.
I'm still waiting for, you know, I'm trying to lose
handle.
My keys at this point. If I never had to drive again, I'd be very happy. So that is next week, so stay tuned for that. And I just also want to quickly go over some topics that will be coming in the next couple of weeks. We have a doctor coming on from Northwell talking about combating geriatric depression.
Oh, good. Okay.
We have one of our fabulous doctor, Susan Lidner, who's one of the psychologists. We always say she's like our resident doctor. And she's going to talk about self-empowerment. We have Lynn Dobin, who we had on a couple of weeks ago. She's a food and travel writer.
Ooh.
And we were really into her segment that we are continuing with her.
You had me at food.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to laugh because apparently I said last week also, I think I was very hungry in the December schedules because there's a lot of food-based segments.
You were hungry.
I was
so depending on what mood you're actually
right,
in.
Right, I wasn't. I was like, wow, we're really, you know, I was thinking holiday and holidays to me are just like eating,
right.
You know, really.
Well, so it's not really about the themes. It's more about how Christina's feeling.
It's my mood of the day, yeah. And I was like, oh, apparently there's a lot of food topics. But, you know, in December, we're going to have on United Way. They're going to talk about Project Warmth, which is a great program they do. We have the assistant New York Attorney General, Tony Logue, will be on talking about scam prevention around the holidays, which we're always trying to. And a lot of the old-time radios are holiday-based. I actually found an episode of The Shadow called The Stockings Were Hung. So there'll be like a little
oh.
bit of... Yeah, there'll
that's
be a lot
intriguing.
Of holiday kind of old-time
who knows what evil lurks
right.
among
so
the
I'm
hearts of men.
That.
The shadow knows.
Oh, see? And Otto can come in and just announce that.
That's what they used to say.
And yes, it is. And we have Diane Ficalora, who is our chef we always have on every year to talk about holiday cooking.
More food.
Sherry Baton will be on, who's our senior mobility manager, who will discuss driving and traveling safely in ice and snow.
And when is that?
That is on the 13th.
Okay.
December 13th. And then December 20th, which will be our last show of the year.
2020.
Otto will be co-hosting. We have on Nicole Burakov from Cornell University. We'll talk about healthy holiday eating tips. I thought I would throw that
wow.
in.
Wow.
You know, we want to keep it healthy,
I'm
too.
Starving, by the way. I'm
and then also, I told her that.
Well, you had a Kit Kat before.
I know. Thank you, Otto.
And
thank you for telling everybody.
We're talking about all her holiday food and travel. And Duffy's Tavern, the cast does A Christmas Carol. I thought Otto might like that one. I know
Duffy's
yeah.
Tavern,
See?
Archie the manager speaking.
I always try to have Duffy's Tavern on because I always think of Otto every time I put that on. on to that.
Yeah.
So that's all, you know, the December. I tried to keep it light and fun because I think that's important for the holiday
season. Absolutely. It's and, not all about, you know, conditions and, you know, negativity.
Yes.
We want to kind of
keep it
upbeat.
And, you know, we're only here for a visit, and you might as well enjoy it.
You're never too old to start something new.
That's right. Yeah. And to just eat, you know.
And
so,
food, definitely.
Apparently, just, if, you know, just make sure.
Eating's a good thing, really.
Sure.
I'm going to have to bring snacks this week because I have a feeling I'll be, like, starving.
Yeah.
Also, we got I got a flyer yesterday that on Saturday, November 16th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, there will be a free mobile breast cancer screening van. This is through Senator Anna Kaplan's office.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing this, and it's really important with early detection. And, you know, you just must be a female who is 40 years of age or older. You haven't had any mammographies in the past year. You're not pregnant or breastfeeding, and there's a couple of things. But it's really great. I think these vans are just so wonderful.
Yeah.
Who is actually running that?
This is being run through Stony Brook Medicine.
Okay.
I believe it says yes. So I just want to make sure. Yep. So yeah, College of Radiation through Stony Brook. Yep. So that is something to definitely check out. And to schedule an appointment, though, for this one, you need to call 631-638-4135.
Okay.
Or just call 311, obviously, and we could get you connected for that. Also, the Gold Coast Film Festival is in full effect, which is always really fun. We had them on a couple of weeks ago to talk about everything that's going on. But I want to remind people that tomorrow there's going to be the Civil Rights Movement in North Hempstead documentary.
Mm-hmm.
We had them on last year. I think, Becky, you were the host of that show, actually.
I believe
when
so,
I was at that one, too.
It was so interesting. And I think, you know, especially in North Hempstead, there was a lot that was going on. And this is a free screening, so you could check that out. It's going to be at the Soundview Cinema in Port Washington. So you can go. It's a free screening. So
yeah,
why
sure.
not check it out? That's tomorrow at 2 p.m. So those are all the fabulous things hot off the press. And, of course, Project Independence has tons of different programs coming up. I had mentioned it earlier about the Medicare Part D.
Mm-hmm.
What plan is right for you? The next one is going to be Tuesday, November 12th, and that's over at the Yes We Can Community Center. Then we have one on November 14th, which is at Great Neck Social Center. And then the last one is November 19th over at the Port Washington Adult Activity Center. Now, you can make an appointment between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., but you need to register for this. So call 311, and a nurse will call you and schedule. And you just bring a list of all your medications,
mm-hmm.
and you get to sit down with an individual appointment, which I think
That's great.
Really, really wonderful. So please, I encourage everyone to
That's a complicated one as well. You know, there's different plans that have the medication gets put into different tiers.
Of course.
And it varies from plan to plan what tier a particular medication may get into.
It makes my head hurt, like even trying to think. I think about that all the time.
I mean, who decides what tier, you know, a blood pressure pill of some kind should go into?
Yeah.
With one plan, it's in tier one, and another plan, it's in tier three. And if it's in tier three, it costs a lot more than if it's in tier one. So you have to find out what plan, what tiers your plan, you know, is involved with your medication.
Yeah, and I think, and that's important to know too, because, you know, certainly everyone knows medications change very frequently.
Right, right.
So
and
this
it's
is
not always the one with the lowest premium.
Right, that's something you need to really look at it and not just assume, like, oh, nothing's changed, I'm just going to roll, because think there's all these changes going on all the time.
Right.
So it's really...
It is a hassle, I can tell you. Hassle factor is high.
But it's more of a hassle
to pay a lot of money.
So if you think your insurance is complicated now, just wait, because it gets even more so, you know, once you get older. So these chats that we do are so helpful.
And they're really, and you know, I want to, you know, they're based upon suggestions and needs. And I have to say that everyone, I mean, our social workers and nurses schedule them, you know, we on our end schedule things. And it's really based upon, you know, our advisories and our different residents, what they're in need of. So I think it's certainly.
And the beauty is that none of this is for people trying to make a profit or charging you anything, like HICAP, for an example. You contact them, you get free guidance, The seminars you're just talking about, free guidance. I mean, take advantage of it.
We're like under 2 minutes. I did want to just mention that there's this great autumn treat party.
See, she had to bring it back to food. She wanted to end on a
back
food note.
Back on food. Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clubhouse at Harbor Links in Port Washington. Call 869-631.
There'll be a Frankie Valli tribute
there
down there.
There is. It's Ragdoll, a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons tribute band. And after the performance, you can enjoy a tent of delicious treats and desserts, as well as coffee, tea, and apple cider. And there'll also be a cash bar available.
Treats and a cash bar. What else does anyone really need?
But you get, you know, some great food, some great entertainment. Sounds like a really nice evening.
Yeah, it's a nice way to celebrate, you know.
Call 311 for more information.
I just want to remind people the Veterans Donation Drive. It's going to be running through December 6th. So you can, it's really great at Clinge Martin Park. I've been seeing a lot of suitcases coming in.
Yes.
You know, we had touched upon that earlier. You have different toiletries, lap blankets they're looking for. So please, if you want to know the specifics, call 311. We can give it to you. But like I said, just donate whatever you can.
Now, there are collection sites.
Collection bins, at a bunch of different locations. I know one of them is at Clinge Martin Park.
You can call
311 and find out where I can.
Yes. 30 seconds left. Otto, thank you so much for co-hosting.
Thank you, Rebecca.
You're so welcome.
This isn't like basketball where 2 minutes left.
We're done. We're done. And don't forget to listen to Project Independence in You every Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at wcwp.org. Have a great weekend.